Hello, and this is episode 3.
It's gone a long way so far, being it's the 3rd episode at all. And we still have not received any emails yet. Hopefully, they will change. Alright, now let's get on to Origin of Characters, Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Alright, this week, last week it was, Mr. Game & Watch. This week will be Mario. Because he appears right after, and is included in the very first Nintendo game ever. Yeah. Alright. Mario. His first appearance? Super Mario Brothers. 1. Oh, wait. Like that. Mario Brothers. It's similar to the little tiny minigame found in Mario Brothers 3. You know, where you, like, you know, go against each other, Mario vs. Luigi and stuff like that. That's how it was based on. It's from that game. This stage is either, any of the Mario stages, really. The basic one is the Mario 1-1 and 1-2. There is no World-3 for some reason. That would be cool. That's a cool level, I say. But, Mario is number 2 on our list. Well, we gotta start somewhere, obviously. It was about, 1988, I believe, Mario gave up. Not 100% sure on the dates, but that's when he came out. That's to my knowledge, at least. Anyway, he has good attacks. He his down B is actually a flood from Super Mario Sunshine. And which is actually pretty cool. You know, you charge it. It says it doesn't do damage, but sometimes it does. Not all the time, though. Most of the times it just pushes back enemies, but it's kind of hard to do because it's down B. And you kind of have to point down sometimes, and, you know, that gets annoying. Side B is this little cape when melee. It's pretty much the same. It reflects projectiles and can even reflect attacks and stuff that's thrown at him. Up B is, well, of course, the very standard is Mario jump, which, of course, everybody likes. And without it, it wouldn't be Mario, would it? Alright. And then his standard B is the fireball, which is usually when you get, like, a fire flower in the original Mario games. Final smash is a Mario finale, which he shoots up tornado fireballs. A tornado of flames right at the opponents. Could even KO them, or at least do a lot of damage. They're nice and crispy, at least. Pick at least a 300. No, I'm just kidding. And, yeah. I have to say, he's pretty interesting. He does have a brother. His name is Luigi, but we'll talk about Luigi some other time. Alright. Chronological order, these will be. Alright. That's done. Now, to review a game from the past. Let's see. Thinking. Ah, yeah. Let's go to Paper Mario. Yeah, the original Paper Mario. For Nintendo 64. Release date, I have no clue. But, you know, it came out near the end of the N64 life cycle. Or, very close to the end, at least. It has two sequels. It's pretty cool. I got it for Virtual Console, and it's nice. Alright, you know, it's usually 2D, kind of in a 3D environment, sort of. Somewhat. But it's mostly everything's flat. Obviously, the name Paper in the game's title would suggest why it's everything's flat. You know, basically, Bowser has taken over, one place, I forgot. Fountain of Dreams, I think? I can't remember. But he's imprisoned all the Star Sprites. Star Guardian. It's been so long since I played the game. Oh well. And, you know, Mario has to go to each individual place and, you know. The game has a really interesting RPG feel, which is okay. Yeah, it may not be the best, but, you know, it's pretty cool, actually. It's usually one-on-one. Well, actually, it's one, like, two-on-four or something. But you can always switch out your teammates. And, you know, when you do an attack, if you do it just right, you can actually do a lot more damage. Usually, if you time the button just right when they're attacking you, you can successfully block it, or at least take a lot less damage. A lot of them are pretty difficult. But yeah. Well. No. Basically, you know, some random people come in, pretty much help out. Which is nice. You know, Boo, Koopa, those Gumbu mushroom thingies, Sky Koopa. And, all the good stuff. And, Baboom, or whatever you want to call those little bomb things. I can't always pronounce those names. Oh. Well, pretty much it. At the beginning, it's like you get invited to this party of Princess Peach. Yeah. And you go there and... Before you even get to Peach, it's like you... Total chaos with Bowser. And then you fight, and you lose. Which sucks. A lot. But... You know, even if you find a way to beat him, the game just freezes. Because it doesn't know what to do. I've seen YouTube videos and nothing happens after. You're not really allowed to beat the beginning Bowser. That would be cool though, if you somehow beat it, like, be that interesting. But, you can't. The game just locks up, at least. That's what I've seen. You know, an interesting fact about VC games, they're a bit glitchy sometimes. But, oh well. It's an N64 virtual console game. And it was about, you know, $10. An interesting game this week, though, that came out, was Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars, which, of course, is about $8. Some people thought it would be more because, you know, it's cool, but, you know, Nintendo, I don't think we'll do that anymore to us. That's because it's a really, 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 really good game. And so far, it's pretty good. I like it. It's a cool game. Got like 3 stars already. I got 4, but I can't beat this damn cake. The cake won't die. Yeah. Well, let's see how much time we got left. Yeah, we got lots of time this time. Oh, and also, I'm apologizing for last week for cutting it short. Yeah, I was just really tired. This time, I'm not as tired. Yeah. Oh, and Tay Sakura, if you're listening to this, I'm gonna have some mana fees ready pretty soon. Just like last year when I gave you all those Jirachis. Yeah, contest is for them. I'm trying to get all the level ones. So that way it's fair. You know, they can like raise them up to level one. I of course benefit hatches from egg. It starts at level one to start with. So, yeah. Yeah, it's the weakest of all, but one interesting fact about Pokemon is that in the Gold Solo days, you know, when you got a hatched an egg, it was level 5, Ruby and Sapphire days, which had no 9 day, which also sucked, and not as good as Gold and Silver. I say Gold and Silver are still the best ever. Now they just make a remake. It'll be the best game ever. Have 9 day and all that stuff, all that little hidden stuff. It'll be the best game ever. Even cool little Wi-Fi features. But you know, I'm not talking about Gold Solo Day. And but in Pearl and Diamond, in the Pearl and Diamond series, and the third game which comes out pretty next year. Pretty sure. You'll have more online. Hint, hint. You'll have more online features. At least that's what I heard. I'm not gonna read all of it. I don't wanna know. Took a glance. That's it. I'm done. I don't wanna know any more about the third game. Alright, back to what I was talking about in Pearl and Diamond. Is that they're all level ones now. That's not really fair, I have to say. I'm still sleepy, but yeah, I'll get a lot more this time. 14 minutes. Still got a lot, 15 more. Alright, time to fill out this one. That's much information. Yes. Games of interest that I have to say. My Sims Kingdom. Actually looks still pretty good. Not a whole lot more information than what we have got it yet from IGN or GameSpot, which are really good sites, I have to say. Strong Bad's cool game for attractive people. You know, can't wait for that for episode 2. I like the web cartoon. homestarrunner.com. It's a great website. It's funny. Nice. It's fun. It's safe. You know, of course, Strawbed says crap a lot. Crap. And he says that a lot, though. But that's the only bad word I think they actually say. Except you can't really understand what Coach C is saying most of the time. So, yeah.
The chart. Why is your door on?
You know, all that strange gurgle mash that he speaks. It is funny. It is pretty funny how they did that, though. Now you're spoken my language. He actually said spoken. Spoken my language. Now you're spoken my language. Instead of speaking. You know, it kind of like leaves out syllables and stuff. Yeah. I'm going to talk about, yeah. Actually, we're also going to include at one point with the remaining time. So I fill up at least maybe like 9 more minutes of stuff for this podcast because I have no emails to check. I was gonna check them on my DS. I had to read them from outside. I can't. Emails are still needed. Please. Please help in the donation of emails. P.S. We will not sell your emails to third party people. Your emails are confidential and will only be known by your nickname. And if you don't have a nickname, the first part of your email will be said. That's it. Not at Google or Rocket Mail or AOL or Gmail or Hotmail or whatever you want to call it. .com, .net or whatever. No. That won't happen. All fine. I'm just kidding. Well, I'll just probably make up some name. Some strange, fake name or something. Depending on how the email is. But it's always best to put on ads. That way, you'll get noticed or something. Anyway, it wouldn't interrupt any of the awesome content I have put. Made for this show. But it would be fun. You know. Still sleepy. But can still do this. Alright. So now. Let's see, what else do I could talk about for a few minutes? Let's talk more about Homestar Runner's website for this week. This week, you know, it's something cool and fun. Strongpad, he has two brothers and a pet. But pretty much he's pretty interesting. They're not like strong, but you know, maybe strong Matt is, but we'll get to him in a second. Strong Matt just thinks he's like the coolest guy ever, and like everything he does is like has to be worshipped. And he does the email show, which is pretty cool. And he's got he's on WiiWare, and also a PC game of the same name. Strong Matt's game for attractive people. $10 each. I have to say, good price.
Okay, next, Homestar Runner.
Also known as The Homestar Runner. Which is kind of weird. do that duh part. But yeah. And he's basically the main guy. He's not too bright. But he is a terrific athlete. Okay. Yeah. He's white. He's got a small hat. And stuff. Oh, yeah. Sorry. There's a secret little story. Staying at the end of this podcast will come soon, don't worry. And it'll be a weekly thing. It's just a small thing tacked on at the end of the podcast. And then we have, let's go back to Trump Bad's brothers. He has two. And we're gonna go to Strong Mad, which of course is the strongest and kind of more mental of the two. You know, Strong Mad's kind of mental already, but you know, Strong Mad is just about completely mental, and he gets mad pretty easily. His very best friend is the Cheats, which of course is their pet. Jesus, this little yellow mumbling squeak like talk that he does. He has cheetah like pattern on his body. Strong Sad, of course, is the more whinier of them because, you know, sad. Yeah. Just a few more minutes, and we'll get to that story. If I don't fall asleep first. I hope that doesn't happen. I'm actually pretty good this time. I'd likely to stay up through the whole entire bit. Switching hands. Okay. Ah, yeah. It feels much better. Alright. How can get... Oh, yeah, then there's Marzipan. You know, that's Tom Star Runner's girlfriend. And surprisingly, the only girl in the entire Homestarrunner.com universe. Normally. But then they have the shows called the Cheat Commandos and other Adult Intense, which is pretty cool too. Then we have the King of Town, which of course, as the name says it, he is the king of the town. But he's a... Well, I'll let you guys figure that one out. And he has a friend. But that's gonna be a secret. And plus, I don't know why he has it. I don't know. I'm not gonna go into that. Okay. Let's see. Oh yeah, then we have Bubs. He runs Bubs Concession Stand. Yeah, it's kind of like a little shop or a concession stand. It's like internet provider, repair shop, workshop, grocery store, pawn shop, all that type of stuff. Which is actually kind of funny. It's like an all-purpose store. He usually sells stuff at high prices. Usually. He never sells them at low prices. What do we got? Okay, everybody else will be a surprise. Now, It is time for that little Neo tale.
The Neo Tales. Episode 1.
Episode 1. Babe. Action.
Alright. It all happened long, long ago. This one kid, he was playing a Game Boy Color. And of course, what he had was Pokemon Silver in. You know, he's been playing it for a few days, but then one night, a thunderstorm came. You know, he had it plugged in, of course, and with the adapter. But, as you know, you're not supposed to have electronic components plugged in or turned on during a thunderstorm. It hit the house. It went through the... But, of course, this won't happen in real life ever. I don't know. It somehow got sapped into the game. Right there. They found two pirates trying to capture a very, very rare Pokemon. His name was Mewtwo. It was a younger version of what we know as a Mewtwo. Still more like a baby, still. It was actually an egg. No egg. Just baby. Yeah. Asleep. And they were trying to make a getaway with it. Trying to see if they could take over the world using Mewtwo's power. But the young newfound trainer came into the scene. Trying to stop them from launching out their plans. He noticed that something was amiss. First of all, he got transported into the game, or yet into an alternate universe. Which is pretty cool, I have to say, said him. His name was Max. He had the Pokemon he had. Well, actually, he had no Pokemon. Yeah. They also, the pirates had also the pirates were trying to attain a ship to make their getaway. But Max was on the trail. I got Mewtwo from them. They sent him down. Was that it? And saved him. Mewtwo, of course, had no clue what was going on. Smart Mewtwo. And he got into this warehouse. And they were trying to hide from them. When the pirates got back, they had no clue where Mewtwo had went to. I'm not sure. They looked around. They couldn't find him anywhere. The warehouse is also still in the boatyard. But they didn't know. Trying to keep the small Mewtwo from crying. Just trying to keep it. And so that way they didn't know. But of course, they eventually found him. Next
they pretty much, actually got into there, but they never found her here. They just gave up looking and went onto the boat. Because they really hadn't, was still valuable. A DNA sample. Dun, dun, dun. Next time. Will Max ever get out of the game? Or alternate universe is where he's at. What are the pirates gonna do with the DNA sample of Mewtwo? And what is Max gonna do with the newfound Mewtwo? Find out next time on episode 2, The Neo Tale. Well, that's our podcast this week. It was great. It was fun. This time, I made it all the way through. But what's gonna happen next time? What do you think? This, of course, this story has been well thought out of. Also, now that we're at the end, now can I have your attention and probably help me out here? We really, really need emails. And they will be read. Or they're, anything will do about any of the content you have just heard on this podcast. Hopefully it changed your mind or something, or gave you valuable information. What we would like you to email us at this podcast at neofriendcodes@yahoo.com. The email will be provided in the show notes of this podcast, along with Homestar Runner's website, read after the email. Until next time, this is Neo Mew signing off.